Madison, Wisconsin is as good as it gets if you are like me and you love the college sports.
This is The Jump Around with Jim Rutledge and Riley Auk. Streaming live on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Dancing down the sidelines. Can they catch him? No! The Badgers answer instantly. There will be no undefeated champion on Wisconsin with an unbelievable stretch drive to the championship game.
It's over. The Wisconsin Badgers win 17-9. They are the first Big Ten team ever to win successive Rose Bowl games.
That is the best college sports town in America.
And this is the best college football show in America. It is The Jump Around on ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube streams. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Riley Yauch, a special edition of the show, as the Wisconsin Badgers have reportedly hired Sean Eichhorst, and I feel pretty good about talking about it, Riley, as their new athletic director. A name that on this show I floated a long time ago, and you weren't excited about, Riley.
No,
when
I
floated
not.
It then. I'm excited to get your reaction now. But Sean Eichhorst from Wisconsin, a Whitewater alum, also a Marquette alum, UWF, a Whitewater athletic director, time at the University of Wisconsin under Barry Alvarez, a little bit of time at University of Miami, then to Nebraska, and now the last few years at Texas as deputy athletics director and COO of football. Mm-hmm. So that is a long and impressive resume. It was weird. I was trying to figure out his age. He's either 58 or 59 is what I was able to figure out on, I don't know, his birthday's not listed somewhere or whatever. But he's in his late 50s. We can feel good with that. So someone that in this job can hold that for a while then. You know, even a decade, we're going to be pretty happy and might be the time then. So a decade from now, hopefully we're having a conversation about Sean Eichhorst stepping down and someone else stepping in there. But what do you feel about the hire, Riley?
My initial reaction is that I'm not excited, but I don't think the sky is falling either. It just feels like such a meh hire to me. I was reading an article put out by Badger Extra, and Jim Polzine described it as a check-the-boxes kind of hire. And I think that's how I feel about it. It's fine. It feels to me like this is Mac 2.0. This is literally the Mac of Nebraska being hired by Wisconsin. It's the same thing. I get it. He's a Wisconsin guy, worked under Barry, tons of experience as a Power 4 AD. But I told you what I was looking for, what I was hoping for, was a bold hire, someone who is at the cutting edge, the forefront of the NIL world, of the college athletics world. And to me, potentially with his experience at Texas, maybe he's closer to that than he was at Nebraska. Maybe he's learned from those mistakes. I think there certainly are some positives you can find. But on its surface, you look at his biggest hire, his biggest accomplishment is firing Bo Pelini and hiring Mike Riley, which sent Nebraska football down the toilet. That is not the most encouraging resume for me as a Wisconsin Badgers fan. So I really want to be excited, and I haven't met the guy. I don't know him, but it sounds that Nebraska fans were also frustrated with how he was, how he appeared in public, or his public presence, I should say. He didn't really get out and meet people all that much, is the same thing we complained about Mac. So I really want to be excited, but on its surface, I'm struggling to get fired up about Sean Eichhorst being the new athletic director.
I'll give you that. It's worth noting, the firing of Pelini was not a mistake. That needed to happen at Nebraska. And yes, he's like Mac in the idea that Eichhorst went to Nebraska and replaced Tom Osborne. And he differs from Mac in the idea that Eichhorst is someone that had a resume before he went to Nebraska, has a resume leaving Nebraska in this field. He knows how to be an athletic director. He knows, and he's evolved over time where he's been able to been hired at, you know, Whitewater, obviously premier D3, Wisconsin, then Miami, Nebraska, and then goes to Texas. So, like, he has been viewed high enough within those who have these positions at high-level schools to put him either at the top or very near the top. For the record, Mike Riley, Nebraska fans honestly could long for the days of Mike Riley. Now, I kid a little bit, but he was 19-19, 11-16 in conference. That's better than what Fickell has done. So even his big mistake was worse or better off than the Mac big mistake. I'm just pointing out.
Yeah.
I'm just pointing out that one mistake, and it is one that obviously the detractors are going to latch on to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but you're of an age where the Barry Alvarez era doesn't mean as much to you. But for me, everyone writes this off and goes, oh, another Barry, you know, Alvarez. Okay, but Brett Bielema is the Barry Alvarez tree as well, correct? Mm-hmm. And same with Paul Chris when he had the success, Jim Leonard. So there are successful branches off the Barry Alvarez tree that they would give direct credit for their success. Mm. Mark Tauscher doing stuff with us, Soup Campbell in the NFL, Chris Ballard in the NFL. There are a lot of people who would tie their direct success and one of the most influential people in their lives to Barry Alvarez. Now, they're not all at Wisconsin. We want to focus on the negative one in here, Matt and Mac, and I understand it. But you and I have talked, and I've said it on the air, that I think the big thing with Mac is he never wanted this job. I mean, he wasn't in this field, was here for a few years, and was just hoisted as the athletic director. And that was a mistake from Barry.
Mm-hmm.
Barry had success doing that with Brett Bielema and thought he could do it again. That mistake doesn't mean Sean Eichhorst won't succeed. And this is where they differ in the idea that Sean Eichhorst, this is his job. I think Mac, once he got into the nitty-gritty of it, didn't necessarily love it. And then got bogged down in criticism and bogged down in trying to save the football program and the negativity around it, got bogged down in the details that didn't matter and didn't know necessarily what he was doing, which isn't always his fault. And the idea of you don't know, we don't know. You've never been an athletic director before. Sean Eichhorst knows all these things. He knows what makes, and I believe it was Jim Polzin on with us, talked about what makes these donors tick. Now, it doesn't mean you have to fully adhere to what makes them tick, but if you're aware of what makes them tick and then go from there, that's a step in the right direction. Also, Sean Eichhorst is not afraid to fire someone, and that's a good thing because either Luke Fickell succeeds or he fails. But Sean Eichhorst has proven he was willing to make a tough decision. His was at the end of the season. His decision was tougher than Paul Chryst. Bo Pelini was winning, but he wasn't winning. Remember, he just kept on getting his ass kicked by the Badgers over and over again.
Yep, seven consecutive nine-win seasons.
Yeah, with a lot of empty calories. And I think if we were honest, we go back to some of those Badger seasons, there's a lot of empty calories in those big 10-win seasons. So I'm not going to rewrite Badger history. They still had more success than Nebraska, but I think with Pelini, you looked at it and said, these are empty calorie wins. We go and we play the good opponents. We get our asses kicked. We need to move on. Mike Riley, at the time, was the Fickell hire. I mean, he was older, but other than that, highly successful at Oregon State, and everyone wanted him. And Nebraska got him. And it didn't work, but the process seemed to make sense. And this is very similar to Fickell. But I think the big part of it is that Eichhorst, this is his dream job. And I remember having conversations with people about Sean Eichhorst, and it was, we're not going to be able to get him here because of what he gets paid at Texas and the prestige and the level of, you know, high up he is at Texas. A better athletic program, at least in the premier sports, than Wisconsin, the men's sports at least. And are you going to pull him back? He's, you know, late 50s. He could just settle in and enjoy his ride at Texas away from all the negativity, despite his success everywhere else. So he gets another opportunity to prove it here. I think if you're holding the Barry Alvarez tree against them, I think you need to reevaluate the tree, that it's not all negative, that some of the people that you love are tied to Barry Alvarez. It's just Mac was a big broken branch of that tree.
Yeah, I guess I'm just looking. I love that he has experience. I love that he spent so much time at Texas, a premier organization who they are at the cutting edge. They are at the forefront of the NIL game, the just college athletics in general. Like, they know how to raise money. They know how to succeed on the field. They know how to tie it all together. They're Texas, for crying out loud. So that does give me some hope. And after doing some research, he is certainly adept at fundraising. That tracks back to Miami and Nebraska and Whitewater. He has been at the head of many capital projects, many facility projects. He spearheaded the McLean Center, which is just replaced. So he definitely knows the game. He knows how to be an athletic director, which gives me a little bit of hope. And again, I want to be optimistic. I really want to like this hire. But when you look at the on-field track record from where he's been outside of UW-Whitewater, there really isn't much to go off of in the main sports, in football and men's basketball. Nebraska, obviously, that's tough. They're just recently getting good at men's basketball. I don't totally blame him for that. But the football, while it is a singular blemish, it is a massive blemish. He inherited Al Golden at Miami, who didn't do anything special. He inherited scandal at Miami, which was obviously difficult to maneuver. You can't really give him credit for the success of Steve Sarkisian or anything else at Texas. So, like, Wisconsin, their success as an athletic department will be determined by how successful the football team is, whether it's under Luke Fickell if he succeeds this year and stays around, or if Eichhorst has to fire him and he goes a different direction. It's going to depend on football. And Sean Eichhorst's track record with football just isn't that great. So I can't be fired up. I can't be pumped right now just based off his resume.
Football at Nebraska wasn't great.
Yes, but neither at Miami. He was only there a couple years. But they were mediocre, too. I believe Whitewater won national championships when he was there, but that's also Whitewater.
So I look at it like this, that Eichhorst has one mortal sin from the athletic department side of it, mm-hmm. and that was hiring Mike Riley.
Yes.
And that is something he's obviously paid his debt for on this as far as going to getting mm-hmm. fired and going to Texas. Every hire was going to have a flaw,
mm-hmm.
and every hire was going to bring up different issues. For example, if you wanted to hire someone that was outside of college football and outside of the athletic director side of things, well, that's Mac too. Like, you can see Mac in any hire that you want. Mac, yes, was in it for a little bit, but he didn't have some long history nor desire to be working in administration. Mac got put in it, and I don't know the whole background of this, but I would imagine that Barry was the exception. That someone that went from coaching to being an AD and was highly successful mm-hmm. at it. Most of the time, people in AD, it is an administrative job. It is a job shaking hands and kissing babies politically for handling things. Like, let's not forget, Mac couldn't handle the building of the new facility without ham-handed mistakes over and over again. Mm-hmm. Mac, what was his relationship like with the Board of Trustees? What was his relationship like with fans? I mean, there were so many missteps that he took, and there's still the whole, we don't know how the women's basketball and some of those other lawsuits are going to play out. So there was more than, yes, we all focus on the football team. But we also know that, yes, the volleyball team and men's basketball team here at Wisconsin were successful, obviously hockey and all that. But my general understanding is that's because of them.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do all that. Well, what if Sean comes in here and you can't really lift women's hockey any higher because they're the best.
Yep.
But what about if Sheffield gets a little bit more help from the program and then all of a sudden it's national championships? And I know he was just in one, but winning those national championships, that one or two extra player because or 25% of extra time for Kelly Sheffield because Eichhorst understands how to help these other programs. Greg Gard gets a little bit more time in coaching and less time doing the barnstorming, trying to get the funds ready for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so those are the ways you can look at it as well. And, like, Mac handled a lot of things poorly here, and part of this is a PR part of the job. But you can make a case that the football program has finally understood the importance of spending money. And so that means that this year, this program should look at least respectable. And mm-hmm. if they go out and win 7-8 games, then Eichhorst has a decision to make. And when that decision is made, you can say, I don't trust it, or I don't like it, because look, there's obviously a track record of it. But it comes down to me for this, of like, do you trust and believe in the Barry Alvarez tree as far as someone that understands how Wisconsin operates? And then two, can you believe someone grows? Because it's been a while since he was let go at Nebraska. He's been at Texas. Can he learn new things? Can he adapt? So do you believe Barry Alvarez has an eye for talent? And do you believe that people can grow? Are the two, and I'm not saying you have to just eat this like a big Culver's concrete mixer, the way the Badgers players will be after their games with their new uniforms.
Yeah.
But I am saying that there's a case to be made to be excited about it.
Yeah, I agree. I do think there is a case to be made. And those last points in particular, I agree with. I think just going back to his presence and how Max struggled with that, reportedly, Ikor struggled with that at Nebraska too. Now, I understand he was an outsider going to Nebraska at that point, which makes it difficult. Nebraska seems like a difficult place to ingratiate yourself if you're not from Nebraska, if you don't get Nebraska, similar to how it is in Wisconsin. And that's an advantage, being from Lone Rock, going to Marquette, going to Whitewater. He's really run the gamut, grew up in a small town, yep, went to Whitewater, then studied law in the big city, in Milwaukee, at Marquette. Like, he knows Wisconsin. So that's going to be an advantage. But reportedly at Nebraska, he also struggled. He wasn't great with media. He wasn't great with fans. He didn't get out and meet the donors, similar to what we saw here with Chris McIntosh. Now, I'm trying to reserve judgment on that a little bit, because we haven't had the chance to meet him. I haven't had a chance to hear him speak. I'm really excited to hear what he has to say, and I think that's going to be important for whether or not he can sell me, the fan base, you, the media in general. Like, does he have a vision for UW Athletics? Does he have a vision for the football program? Does he have a vision for how to fundraise? I'm very curious in how he is going to sell himself to Wisconsin and to Wisconsin fans. So, again, I want to reserve judgment until I can hear him speak, but from what I have heard and read, I'm not saying he can't grow. I do think that is a very pertinent point that you made. I'm all for second chances. I would love for this to be an amazing redemption arc for him coming home and succeeding and lifting Wisconsin to new heights. But going off the information I know, it's hard to find tons of reasons to believe that is going to happen.
I would say, if I'm not mistaken, Greg Gard and Mark Johnson would have a history with him.
I would believe so.
Because Greg Gard is an assistant, and Mark Johnson had coached, I think, what, since 2002? And Greg Gard was an assistant.
Yeah, 2006 to 2011.
And 2001 would be that overlap there. So it's not that important, but it is.
It's something. That's a built-in relationship there. I mean, he helped plan the LeBron Arena as well, which has seen several national championships, and I'm sure Mark Johnson appreciates that facility.
Yeah. So look, Ikorsh is going to have at least some people around that he'll know. He'll know how things are done, and I get it. There is a want for shaking things up and making everything different. But you also have to understand that the University of Wisconsin is also very different from when Sean was here. I'm a believer in his resume. I'm not saying this is going to be a program changing hire, but I don't know what would have been. Ideally, we're not talking about the athletic director. He True. Makes his football coach hire, and then it's over. Like, and that's the end of it. And the one name that I will tell you that I feel like worth keeping in mind is Jason Eck. If the Badgers do move off of Luke Fickell. So I guess this is my, just like I did with Sean Ikorst a while ago, saying that I think he might be the guy.
A little sprinkle, a little breadcrumbing.
And this is just connecting dots, but Jason Eck was it New Mexico?
New Mexico, yeah.
I didn't know if it was state or just the actual New Mexico.
Yeah, I believe he's at New Mexico, which are the Lobos, New Mexico State, the Aggies. Yeah. Jerry Kill, I don't know if he's still the coach, but he was the coach at New Mexico State a few years ago.
So you got Eck, and if they have another successful season, and that shows him winning in multiple places, he would come in here, and yeah, things would be different, but at the same time, offensively, I would have to believe he probably runs something very similar to what the Badgers do with Jeff Grimes. And so, and he would understand Wisconsin and embracing former players and bringing all that back. All that being said, I hope Luke Fickell goes out and wins 9 games, keeps his job. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best case for Wisconsin. But it's just a name out there that if there's a falter, Eck would probably be very high on the list because of that overlap there.
Yeah, I'd be shocked. I actually saw a post. This was a little while ago, but of national college football beat writers projecting who the football coaches of every Power Four team would be in the next 5 years, I think it was. And it was projected that Jason Eck would be the head coach of Wisconsin in 5 years, which that's assuming Luke Fickell fails. I don't think there's really much optimism for Wisconsin football outside of the state right now, and there isn't a ton to go around in the state.
Yep.
But yeah, I think that's a very real possibility. And like you said near the top, John Eichhorst is not going to be afraid to fire Luke Fickell if it comes down to it. And I don't think this hire adds any pressure onto Fickell, him and the coaching staff. They all knew. Like, they all know that this is a massive year. They're coaching, players are playing, everyone's playing for their jobs this year. So I don't think this adds anything to it. Doesn't add any more pressure. They know they need to go out and win. But yeah, I think Jason Eck would be the obvious hire, the top of the list guy, if the Badgers falter, they can't get it done this year, and Eichhorst decides to go a different direction. Would not be surprised.
We will continue this conversation on Thursday.
Yeah.
As we'll maybe effort some guests to talk about this. I did get a chance to talk with some of the Badger recruits from the state of Wisconsin. Hanging out with the Iron Jock folks. I did that earlier in the week, but I don't know if we'll play that back or we'll put that as a special one that will be coming for this show. So those who are fans of the show, make sure to keep an eye out for that. But otherwise, on 12:30 on Thursday, we'll be back at it, and we will continue this conversation and effort a guest. Heck, maybe it's Eichhorst if it's announced by then.
Yeah,
or
who knows?
Work on some others to talk about. This hire, thanks for tuning in. This has been The Jump Around on ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube streams.